After nearly 1 year in space, NASA astronaut Scott Kelly has returned to Earth along with his Russian counterpart. Kelly safely landed in Kazakhstan earlier today and is now on his way back to the United States. Here's Kelly talking about his time in space during one of his first Back on Earth interviews.
Normal increment is about 6 months, and that's a long time. So a year is really, really long. But I'm definitely encouraged on our ability to go even longer. I mean, I kind of, you know, even though I look forward to coming home and there's things that I miss, I felt like if it was for the right reason, I clearly could have stayed, you know, however long it took.
Well, what he did stay was the longest amount of time an American astronaut has ever spent in space in one stretch, and NASA says the mission will provide beneficial knowledge on the medical, psychological, and biomedical challenges faced by astronauts during long-duration spaceflight. They hope that's going to pave the way for a manned mission to Mars in the next 20 years.
And here with us now to talk more about that mission and what happens now is, now that Kelly's back on Earth, is space journalist Elizabeth Howell. Elizabeth, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you, and I like the distinction back on Earth.
Right, it's a different place to be right now. So this was a
exactly.
pretty amazing mission. Kelly spent a year in space. Seems like he could have just kept on going, and he's become sort of a celebrity in the process. He tweeted a lot. He tweeted with President Obama. He was on TV. He talked with Stephen Colbert. How significant an achievement, though, was this mission for NASA?
Oh, this mission was just an incredible journey to watch, and also for him, obviously, as a participant, because there was a lot of drama. You know, you could make a movie about all the stuff that happened to him while he was up there. They had two cargo spacecraft blow up, or one blew up and the other one was unable to reach them. And that caused sort of a shortage, almost a shortage of food on the International Space Station right off the bat. And then there was a mold problem around Christmas time with some of the plants that they were growing on the station. And Kelly actually stepped in and rescued them. He did three spacewalks. He did a whole bunch of really cool experiments, including some that involved his twin brother, Mark, who, yes, was also an astronaut as well. So there's just a lot of really neat things about this mission. And I really look forward to hearing about the science that comes out now that it's finished.
His timing is sort of fun, too. It coincides with the release of The Martian, where a lot of the similar stuff happened. Stuff blew up. There were spacewalks. There were plants grown. Do you think that was sort of part of the crossover appeal, real-life science crossing over with fiction?
I think that definitely was a help because last night, for example, some people were tweeting, "Bring Scott home," which is a meme that reflects that famous poster that you saw of Matt Damon where it said, "Bring him home, you know, bring Mark home." So people were definitely making a lot of connections to the Martian because of the length of time in space, the isolation, some of the drama. And, you know, they were growing plants up there. They weren't potatoes, but they were growing plants up there.
So
and NASA also was positioning it, obviously, as a stepping stone to get to Mars. And so in that sense as well, it was a little bit like the Martian.
What do you think will be some of the most interesting science to come out of this mission?
I think that the twin study is going to be such a unique opportunity for NASA because they don't have any other twin astronauts at this time. So Mark Kelly did a few shuttle missions, and Scott Kelly has now been on the International Space Station twice, essentially for almost a year and a half. So what they're going to be doing is seeing how that long exposure in space could have changed Scott's genes over the years. Because it's possible that the radiation or the exposure to weightlessness or some other factor may have some slight changes. Now, this will take some time to come back, obviously, because, you know, he just arrived. He's coming back to Houston tonight. So we're not going to see those results tomorrow. But if you just keep studying the news in the 6 months, a year, maybe even a couple of years, as they begin to see how he readjusts to Earth and how his genes might have altered, that might be really interesting.
I read that one of the things that happens in space with weightlessness is that the fluid leaves the lower part of the body and goes to the upper part. That's an interesting factor. Do we know how that could affect things?
Yes. One of the things that they're actually trying to figure out right now is if that fluid shift that makes the fluid migrate to the top of your body, essentially, if it's related to some of the vision problems that astronauts have experienced when they come back. There's a significant percentage, not everybody, but quite a few astronauts come back and they see that their eyesight has changed. Maybe they needed glasses now and they didn't used to before they went into orbit. And so what they're taking a look at right now is a just basically a research project looking at that very question. And they're trying to figure out whether this is the case. They're trying to use also devices to draw the fluids back into the legs to kind of reduce that pressure, maybe stop the problem before it happens. So this will definitely be something they need to figure out before sending somebody out to Mars for a couple of years.
So as you say, a lot of fascinating science to come over the years as the science gets figured out, looking at Mark, there I did it with Scott Kelly and his brother, not Mark Watney from The Martian. But what do you think about Scott Kelly just as an ambassador for outer space and the pictures he took and the way he seemed to get people drawn into that, to space exploration again?
The great thing about Kelly was he was such an ambassador for the experience of really being out there. And there have been a few astronauts that have been so gifted over the years, such as the Canadian Chris Hadfield back in 2012, 2013. And he would tweet Scott Kelly these amazing pictures down below, Art on Earth, and just show what was happening in Saudi Arabia that day, maybe. Or maybe he saw some sort of nice water swirling in the Bahamas. And so he would do that. He also wasn't afraid to crack a joke or two. He managed to smuggle a gorilla suit on board the International Space Station, for example. And he did a humorous video where he was kind of flying by wearing the suit with not much explanation as to what was going on. So he really had a way of making it fun, you know, in addition to sort of focusing, obviously, on the science and the maintenance and all the serious astronaut tasks. He definitely took his moments to appreciate the view, appreciate his experience up there. And, yeah, the more that we can do that, the more that we can bring people in, I think the more that we're going to be getting engaged in space exploration.
And, Elizabeth, just briefly before we let you go, as you said, NASA's goal is to send a manned mission to Mars by the year 2035. And this was about a year in space. What other big questions, though, does NASA still have to answer between now and then?
There are so many questions. We don't even know what kind of a habitat they would live in over there. There's a lot of studies going on, but they still have to figure that one out. They have to figure out how to get all the supplies over, and I'm talking food, oxygen. Think of all the things that you use every day, the equipment that you would need. And how to keep the people happy and productive is another big question, because a manned Mars mission would be, let's say, 2 years or maybe 3 years. And so they have a journey over, a journey back, where there's not much to look at the window, a lot of radiation exposure and risk, and, of course, something could happen, something could go wrong. And then when they get to the surface, they have to readapt themselves all of a sudden to being productive. They have to do a lot of tests very quickly.
And we leave it there. Elizabeth, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Now, space journalist Elizabeth Howell, she writes for space.com and other publications. She joined us to talk about astronaut Scott Kelly's return from a year-long mission in space.